Narayanam namaskritam Naram chaiva narottamam Devam sarasvatim vyasam Tato jayam mudirayat Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Srimad Bhagavatam 4:30 Activities of the Prachetas Text 36 Yatra Narayana Shakshat Bhagavan Yasinam Gatahi Samstuyate Sat Katashu Mukta Sangai Punapuna Yatra Where? Narayana Lord Narayan Sakshat Directly. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vyasinam, of persons in the renounced order of life. Yeah. So we have the word, sannyas. Nyas means to renounce, and sun means complete, no? Sannyasinam. Among the Nyasis, Gatihi, the ultimate goal. Yatra Narayana Shakshad Bhagavan Nyasi Gatihi. You see, the ultimate goal of the Nyasis is Bhagavan Narayan. Sangstuyate is worshipped. Satkatashu. By discussing transcendental vibrations. Mukta Sangai. For those who are liberated from material contamination. Puna Puna. Again and again. Yatra Narayana Shakshad Bhagavanya Sinam Gatihi. Sangstu yate satkatashu mukta sangai puna puna. So prachetas are continuing. And actually this started sometime earlier in their prayers to Lord Narayan. He appeared before him and they're glorifying him with different prayers like that. So back in text 33 they say, Yavate mayayas prista brahmana iha karma bahi tabad bhavat sanganam sangasyan no babe. Dear Lord, as long as we have to remain within this material world due to our material contamination and wander from one type of body to another and from one planet to another, we pray that we may associate with those who are engaged in discussing your pastime. We pray that we may associate with those who are engaged in discussing your pastimes. We pray for this benediction, life after life, in different bodily forms and on different planets. It's kind of strange. That creates many questions. How the frogs can engage in discussing Krishna's pastime. It says different bodily forms, right? Now, and then, of course, a very famous verse. Tulayaman levana pi naswargam na punar babam babat sat bhagavat sangi sangasya martyanam kim utashi shaha. Even a moment's association with a pure devotee cannot be compared to being transferred to heavenly planets or even merging into the Brahman effulgence and complete liberation. For living entities who are destined to give up the body and die, association with pure devotees is the highest benediction. And of course, we're already identifying that as engaging in Krishna Katha. And then yesterday's verse, yatra means where. Yatra idyante kata mristas. Wherever pure topics of a transcendental world are discussed, the members of the audience forget all kinds of material hankerings, at least for the time being. So he's discussing, associating with devotees, engaging in Krishna Katha. It's more valuable than liberation. And what's the first result? We forget all kinds of material hankerings, at least for some time. Not only that, but they are no longer envious of one another, no longer envious, nor do they suffer from anxiety or fear. So it reminds us that the Upanishad, it describes as somebody who can see all living beings as part and parcel of Krishna. What is there of fear or envy for him like that? You know? And so again, it's like somebody who's like sitting there and he's always watching his hand, but his hand's not trying to get him like that, you know? You know? I think this guy's kind of crazy like that, you know? Why? My hand's out to get me. I've known it for years, you know? And now it's become obvious. How to go beyond, you die. Yeah. So when we Udamadakari, and by practice and Mahajamadakari, they can see that all living beings are just like Krishna's hands, you know? He's Krishna's hand, he's Krishna's hand. So why should I be afraid of him? Envious. It's like, you know, watching my own hand like that, gonna bite it. You know, he's out to get me. He's like that. You know? No. We have the same interest like that. Whatever interest he has, even if it's like perverted and twisted, it can't be separated from my interest. You know? So there's no longer any anxiety or fear. So first result of associating with these devotees, getting association of such devotees who are glorifying Krishna, it's more valuable than liberation, more valuable than sense gratification. And it gives us freedom from these hankerings, and it gives us freedom from envy of other people like that, other beings. And then today's verse, yeah. Yesterday was yatra idante kata. Today is yatra narayana shakshad. So the poetry is very beautiful, alliteration, everything like that. Where? Yatra narayana shakshad. The Supreme Lord Narayan is present among devotees who are engaged in hearing and chanting the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Lord Narayan is present amongst devotees who are engaged in hearing and chanting the holy name of the Supreme Lord, Narayan. Yeah. Lord Narayan is the ultimate goal of sannyasis, those who are in the renounced order of life. And Narayan is worshipped through this Sankirtan movement by those who are liberated from material contamination. Indeed, they recite the holy name again and again. Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Janayati Ashvairagyam Gyanam Chayara Hoitukam. So these are two really big themes, no? In the Vedas, Jnana and then Vairagya. And Vairagya, of course, is a result of Jnana. Jnana. Vairagya is the result of Jnana. And once you get knowledge of what's going on, automatically become detached. So then, therefore, the Vedic culture recommends brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas. You know? And the sannyasi is the goal. But still, what are these sannyasis? What is their goal? You know, we were talking about Krishna Katha. Prabhupada says the Mayavadi sannyasis are missing the real presence of Narayan because they falsely claim to be Narayan himself. According to customary etiquette of Mayavadi sannyasis, they address one another as Narayan, Namo Narayan, Namo Narayan, like that. You know? I remember one time I was in, actually my first time? Yeah, first time in India. And I went to, in 1978, went to Vrindavan, Krishna Bala Mandir. Then we had some deities from the temple in San Francisco, Gornatai deities being carved in Jayapur. Yeah, maybe like over a meter, very beautiful. And it's the same Murtiwala who carved Krishna Balaram, I think, and also the Gortai deities in Los Angeles, Kalakendri Murtiwala, like that. So I had to go there my first time in India in 1978 and try and arrange them to be shipped back to the U.S., and it was very complicated, you know. And so I couldn't get any communication back to the U.S., but I was staying in the Maharani of Mysore's guest house. It was like there. And I figured out where the Radha Govinda temple was, and I walked there every day and see Radha Govinda and so many things. Then out front of the temple was a little temple of Lord Chaitanya, you know. So I would go there, and I was just chatting a little bit. And this one Mahavadi Sannyasi came up and sat down next to me, you know. He wanted to engage in discussing something, you know. And I was, oh my God, what am I going to say? So I started like chanting prayers, Gurbhastakam, everything else like that. I went on and on like that. And he wouldn't interrupt me saying my prayers, but the second I stopped saying prayers, he would like, you know, like that. And so it went on for a long time like that. And finally he just kind of got exhausted, and he said, Namaste, Narayana, Namaste. Like that. I went away like that. Wow, I was saved. Yeah. So they address each other as Narayan. To say that everyone is a temple of Narayan is correct, but to accept another human being as Narayan is a great offense. The concept of Daridra Narayan, poor Narayan, an attempt to identify the poor with Narayan is also a great offense. Even to identify Narayan with demigods like Brahma and Shiva is an offense. Yasdu Narayanam Devam Brahma Rudradi Daivatayih Samatvenaiva Viksheta Sapasandi Babedruvam. One who considers Lord Narayan on a level with the great demigods like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva is immediately listed amongst the non-believers. End quote. The fact is that by performing Sankirtan Yagna, one can immediately please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then Narayan himself descends immediately, and is immediately present. In this age of Kali, Narayan is immediately present in the form of Lord Chaitanya. Concerning Lord Chaitanya, Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.32 says, Krishna Varna Tvisha Krishnam Sango Pangastra Parshadam Yagnai Sankirtana Prayer Yajantihi Sumeda Saha. In the age of Kali, intelligent persons perform congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of Godhead who constantly sings the names of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, he is Krishna himself. He is accompanied by his associates, servants, weapons, and confidential companions. End quote. After all, human life is meant for pleasing Narayan. Yeah. What's the verse? Chapter 2. Samsadim Hari Toshanam. Dharma Swanustita Pum Sam Dharma Swanustita Pum Sam Vishvaksa Katanusa. That's a different one there. Anyway, we should know these. This is Bhakti Bhai Baba, like that. Yeah. Yatra. There's two verses there. It says, therefore, the whole goal of these things is to please Narayan. Like that. Yajshvadadanai munayo. That's something else. Just write that sequence. Yeah. Although human life is meant for pleasing Narayan, and this can be easily done by performing Sankirtan Yajna, whenever there is congregational chanting of the holy names of the Lord, Gora Narayan, the Supreme Personality of God in his incarnation as Lord Chaitanya, immediately appears and is worshipped by Sankirtan Yagna. Yeah. In this verse, it is said that Narayan is Nyasinam Gatahi, the ultimate goal of sannyasis. The goal of those who have renounced the material world is attainment of Narayan. A Vaishnava sannyasi therefore dedicates his life to serving Narayan. He does not falsely claim to be Narayan. Instead of becoming nirvayara, non-envious of other living beings, and of course this is the point from the last verse, last verse was discussing this. Instead of becoming nirvayara, non-envious of other living beings, one who tries to become Narayan becomes envious of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, the attempt to become Narayan constitutes the greatest offense. Actually, when one chants or discusses the transcendental activities of the Lord, he immediately becomes non-envious. In this material world, everyone is envious of everyone else. But by vibrating or discussing the holy name of the Lord, one becomes non-envious and becomes devoid of material hankerings. Yeah. Non-envious and devoid of material hankerings. Because of our envy, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because of our envy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we have become envious of all other living entities. When we are no longer envious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there will be real peace, unity, and fraternity in human society. Without Narayan or Sankirtan Yajna, there cannot be peace in this material world. So any comments, questions? Yes, sir? Okay. There were two sets. I was a pujari for many years. I know them. Yeah. Pritu. Ireland. Scotland? Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, those are the paper mache or plastic. We had two temples. Hansa Duda took the big temple, the San Francisco temple, which had moved to Berkeley out of ISKCON. And then the ISKCON devotees, over in San Francisco on 84 Carl Street, got a little place, and then they were worshipped there. That set of deities were worshipped there, like that. So the ones in the big temple, the main temple, were the Kalakendri ones. And those other ones were, Tri Rishi brought them from India for his center. And then they weren't being taken care of. So then Prithu arranged for them to go to Europe, like that. It's all Krishna Katha. Yeah? Yeah? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I know them well. I sat Pujari for many years. Very nice. Very nice. Yeah. Another time we had, what was his name? One devotee, he installed deities of Natchi. Natchi is the Madhavendrapuri's deity, and Radha. And so apparently there's some group which worships Radha Natchi. It's like, but it's very esoteric, you know. Okay, maybe for your own ashram. So finally it came down to this point where devotees were wanted the temple in San Jose, which is south of San Francisco, to be a regular, full ISKCON temple, everything else like that. But they were all discussing, but we have to have kind of like this. Everyone, all the sannyasis traveling, said, well, yeah, you really should have them like just regular Radha Krishna deities. So then we decided, okay, we're going to, Natchi is going to be worshipped by himself, and then we'll get Govinda, you know, who's actually Madan Gopal, who's like, you know, the proper size and everything to associate with Radharani. And so then, what's his name? Dr. Modi on the East Coast, United States. Very, prosperous, grihastha. So he was very happy. Oh, yeah, I'd like to have him in my house like that. You know, maybe from it was a tradition. So he had to go from, one side of the United States to the other. And devotees said, well, we'll put him in a box and send him. No way, forget it. Like that. So one devotee, Krishna Kripa, was going to take him on the airplane like that. You know? So he made up a special, like, think about this big, special kind of thing. He kind of rolled in like a children's stroller kind of thing, like that and stuff. And they got a seat on the airplane, everything, you know. So I was wondering, because they sent him through the x-ray machine, like what the guy would see inside of him like that, you know. This child can destroy the universe, yes, you know? Security, yeah. But he went through there, and he didn't see anything inside of him, you know. And then everybody was bizarre, he said, because he was wondering what's going to happen, my God. Like, But everybody was treating him like a person, you know. And funny, he got him on his seat there, and his seatbelt fastened. And then came time for a 7-Up order. What do you want? Like orange juice, this and that. So he said, I'll have some like orange juice. I said, and your friend? What would he like? You know, so like that. So he had a glass of like, orange juice for Natchi, sitting there like that. It was everything was very strange. But people were like, they were becoming non-envious, and freedom from anxiety and everything else. Everybody was just like feeling this. It goes beyond the intelligence. It's a direct fact like that. Yeah. So, point somebody else. Yeah.
Yeah.
One devotee was a Muslim devotee. What was his name? You know, initiated. I was in Canada. And one was a devotee, Swami Bhavamanu. He invited me to come to lunch at his house. I went there. This other devotee. So Swami Bhavamanu was Hindu. You know, we were all chanting Hare Krishna together before prasad, the three of us. And suddenly we realized I had been a Christian, Swami Bhavamanu had been a Hindu, the other devotee had been a Muslim. And we were all chanting like that. We started discussing it. And basically our realization was basically because we found a saint. If Prabhupada had been a Muslim saint, we'd all be Muslims. We'd all be paying namahas and worshiping like that. That was why, really, it was association with devotees. And devotee who was engaged in pure Krishna katha. And so we were attracted, regardless of our particular position like that. You know? So he said one night, a temple in Vancouver in Canada is pretty big, maybe like about 5 hectares or something like that. And, it's good size, you know. How many? 3? 2? Good size, no? So temple, then there's a parking lot, and above it on the road there's a series of apartments, you know, belonging to the devotees. So he said he had his dream, he woke up, he was going down to Mangalarti, and he came down the hill from his house, and he went to the parking lot, and there was Srila Prabhupada, like walking in the parking lot, you know. And he said, Srila Prabhupada, what are you doing here, you know? Prabhupada said, come here. And he went over, and Prabhupada touched him, and he shot straight up in the sky like that. And he said he was screaming, like that, you know. And he looked down, and he could see the earth. And everybody was happy. It was just like this happiness coming, you know. And everybody was, they were in their villages and living very naturally. And, you know, some cities like that, yeah. But maybe, and everybody's always, you know, singing when they were taking the cows out and chanting and talking. So everything was going on, but it was all like about Krishna. We're cooking for the deity. Supa Damodar was with Prabhupada in Bombay. And Prabhupada had been discussing this whole scientific preaching with him like that. Very enthusiastic. Tamal Krishnamars told me that Prabhupada said over and over again for his entire last year that scientific preaching is my number one preaching program. Yeah. And so he was very enthusiastic talking with Supa Damodars about the science preaching. And he went on for quite some time, and usually Prabhupada had kirtan in the evening, and it was kind of like going later, and then finally Tamal Krishnamars kind of said, well, Prabhupada, would you like some kirtan tonight? And Prabhupada kind of laughed and said to Srupa Damodar, he said, they don't know that this is kirtan, like that. So yeah, when we're discussing Krishna, our job, our service, you know, so many things, that's all kirtan. It's all sankirtan movement like that. And sometimes the indirect discussions are more valuable than the direct discussions. But usually we have formal balance, you know, 1 hour in the morning of class, 1 hour in the evening, kirtan morning and evening, like that. But yeah, there's some people, yeah, they engage in, you know, all day long, you know, hearing and discussing Krishna. 20 minutes of japa, 20 minutes of, how's it go? 20 minutes japa, 20 minutes reading, 20 minutes kirtan. I'd probably recommend this formula. Is it reading comes, which comes first? Reading japa? I think it's reading. 20 minutes of reading, 20 minutes of japa, 20 minutes of kirtan, and go again. And then sometimes, like on Jamasthami, you just go on forever. You read, get your intelligence working, then japa, you start getting focusing like that. No, kirtan. The kirtan first. The kirtan wakes you up. Haribo! You know, like that. Yeah. Then you can sit and read for a while and get your intelligence going, and then japa, you can just directly contemplate Krishna. But about 20 minutes, about 3 rounds, okay, then you go back to, you know, kirtan again. And it just can just go on like that for just, you know, I've never come to the point where I've become tired. If somebody else had to come up, I had to go cook or something, you know, like that. So yeah, it can mean directly talking about Krishna Sankirtan, or else it can also mean talking about Krishna's service, like that, or the form of Krishna. Prabhupada says we get the same knowledge from dressing the deities as we do from studying the Vedas, like that. Yeah. So, any other question? Comments? Yes, sir. Yeah. Yeah. And also, another place says his associates are his weapons. So the Vaityacharya, Nityananda, these are, you know, says it, Vaityacharya by his loud roaring, you know, like a lion, destroys the atheists, you know, smashes the atheistic mentalities, like that. So these weapons destroy the mentality. They don't destroy the living entity, you know, the bodies. Yeah. Yeah. Yagna Sankirtana Prayer, Shrimbata swakata Krishna vasyasude. Yeah. So I think many times for us it's a little difficult to appreciate a lot of these things because we don't come from this culture. You know, we come from a Western culture, and there is no varnashram dharma in this sense. And actually, in the United States, the word piety, people don't know what it means anymore. And the word chastity, I don't know if you have this word here in the local languages. Does it still mean something? Maybe. Does it? People know what it means? Yeah. In the United States, you tell to say chastity. You know, it's the slightest idea what the word chastity means like that. Yeah. Or the piety. Like you're chasing pie like that. You know, it's like, yeah, literally, it's gone. Yeah. Yeah. And so, also, the United States, as far as I know, is the only currency in the world with the name of God on its money. It's interesting. So as far as I know, maybe Nepal. India, it has Satyam Eva Jayate. It's from the Upanishad. The truth will always conquer. Satyam Eva Jayate. And it used to be kind of big, but now every year it's getting smaller and smaller. It's amazing. It's very interesting. Because now it's so small you can barely read it like that. You know, the last leg of religion, you know, like that. You know. So all these different cultures, you know, have different consciousness like that. You know. But here is this Vedic culture, and so it's going slowly. You know. Many times we kind of miss the point because Prabhupada says Bhagavad Gita is the culture of the intellect. And Srimad Bhagavatam is the culture of cultivation of the soul proper. You know. But you see it starts off very slow. It's like the Upanishads are very indirect. You know, it's talking about the Ishvara. The Ishvara, he knows what's going on everywhere, but he never leaves his abode. He's controlling everything, but he has no hands and legs. it's like riddles, you know, like that. For very, very intellectual fools. Very intellectual fools like that. They can't understand what's going on, but it's giving these riddles and like that. And you know, so they're very intelligent, they're renounced, they're nyasis, everything else. But then to worship Narayan, a step up. So many times you've seen these prayers are like that. They're about Narayan. And finally, in the 10th canto, after going through all these avatars and different things like that, we come to Krishna, who is not an avatar. He's avatar, avatarim. Ete cham saksakalpum sam krishnas tu bhagavan swayam. This is called Paribhasya? Paribhasya Sutra. The essential verse of all of Srimad Bhagavatam. Yeah, because we're already talking about different incarnations, you know, different expansions, energies, Brahman, Tyaga, and all these very high states of consciousness, you know. People are participating in this. For most people in the Kali Yuga, there's two choices, you know, go to Goloka or go to hell. Okay, and that's why people, they worship Kali Yuga, because there's no confusion about going to Brahma Loka, going to Mahar Loka, going to Indra Loka, going to the moon planets, Gandharva Loka. You know, it's just basically, you've got two choices. You know, go to hell or go to Goloka. Okay, you put it that way, then I'll go to Goloka. You know. But what about Indra Loka? What about, you know, Harry Potter? What about, you know, what's the other one? Masayada de los Sueños? What dreams may come? That was Robin Williams. What dreams may come? One wars. Yeah. That was. What was that about? Was that about spiritual life? What was it about? Was it about Los Angeles? Maharloka? Pitriloka. It was straight Pitriloka. Yeah. He went there. He got connected with his family. He found the dog. You know. And when he got there, he had some guide like kind of helping him, and he's trying to get oriented, where am I, what's happening, this and that. And then he asked, he said, it's like one of these Puranas, he said, what about God, you know? So his guide said, oh, he said, God's up there trying to tell us he loves us and wondering why we can't hear him. Now, back to Pitriloka. That's exactly what happened. It was just, you could see, it was just like one of the Puranas like that. It was, yeah, Narayan's there, but the real thing is like getting jewels and buying wines and stuff, and live a long time with your children and your husband, and you know, yeah. And by the way, when you die, maybe you might want to go to Ayodhya and associate with Ram, and you know, yeah. So very indirect. So the Srimad Bhagavatam too, I think, is very much like that. But Prabhupada's purports and everything else, he says, I've explained the Bhagavad Gita in such a fashion that even a first-class fool can understand it. Die, die. You know. So we, you know, for example, what does it say at the end of the second chapter? Krishna is giving all these different kinds of Buddha yoga and Sankhya. You must follow rules and regulations. What's the end of the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita? Where do you go? By following all the rules and regulations, you will go to, Prabhupada says, the kingdom of God. And the Sanskrit is Brahma Nirvana. So, you see, if the Buddhists saw that being translated as the kingdom of God, they would just, you know, just die directly like that. You know, Brahma Nirvana, the kingdom of God, like that. Yeah, so people complain about this. But yeah, Prabhupada's making it obvious. You know? Yeah, it's a conclusion. That's what it is, you know. But it's just like in the beginning, it's very indirect. So these prayers are talking about these nyasis, and the prachetas are saying, you know, what we want is not renunciation. We don't want to go to Swarga. We want to associate with pure devotees. We want to engage in Krishna Katha, like that. You know? And this is the goal of all these nyasis, is to, as Narayan, not impersonal Brahman, all these kind of things like that. Yeah. You know? Narayana Parasarve, Narayana Maka, these verses, Narayana Yagna. Narayana is the goal of all these things. Radhika Raman is making this point about glorifying Bhagavatam. And also other Advaita, our friend in University of New York, devotee, he's a devotee, yeah, professor there. He has a great thing on the date in the history of the Bhagavatam, which also includes all the different glorifications of it, like that. He says that most of the Puranas do not have commentaries, right? Most of the Puranas don't have commentaries. He said, but Srimad Bhagavatam has a commentary by everybody. Why is that? Because everybody wants to prove that Srimad Bhagavatam supports their position. You know, so Srimad Bhagavatam is definitely a Mayavadi, atheistic scripture, coming to the conclusion that you are God, I am God. You've understood. You must control your senses. You must renounce fame and prestige. Now, I, Maya, come to you and tell you, I will give you the supreme reward. You become my husband. Eternally. You become God. And that's the last thing. Right? And Srimad Bhagavatam supports this. You know? So that's what they try to do. All these commentaries. Did Shankaracharya have a commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam? Why not? Yeah, it can also be offense, direct offense. But they say, well, that proves it didn't exist. See, it didn't exist then, like that. That's why Shankaracharya doesn't have a commentary. But it's very difficult. I saw a Mayavadi commentary one time. I got looking through it, you know. And he comes to this verse, Akama Sarvakama Va Moksha Kama Udharadi Tevrena Bhakti Yogena Yajate Purusham Param. Okay, you have an Indian devotee here. You're in India, like that. If you go to a... not Indian. Okay. If you go to a, you know, a public restaurant where rickshaw wallahs go in India, and you say, sir, can I use the bathroom? He says, yes, you know. You go in, there's two doors, right? Yeah. One says, Purush. Other says, Stri, like that. You know, so everybody, even the most, you know, simple rickshaw wallah in India knows what the word Purusha means. It means male, like that. It's like a really simple, direct word. So I was wondering, how is this guy going to translate this verse? How is he going to translate this? If you have all desires, you have no desires, you want to be free from desires, and with a great vow, you should worship the Supreme Person. It's just like, there's nothing else you can say. It's impossible to, you know, it's just like everybody knows. Aham eva same varagre nanyad yat sadaham sadasaparam. You know, so Ramayana's standing in front of Brahma and he says, it is I who existed before the creation. Everything that you see now is I. And after it is all finished, it will be I. Aham eva same varagre, you know. And so they say, well, he doesn't mean I, he means the principle of I. I mean, the principle of I am, not the principle of I, not I, but the principle of I am, like that. Narayan's saying that, you know. So because it's ridiculous, you know. And Prabhupada's translation, when it came out, now I see the Bhagavatams, nobody, all these Mayavadi Bhagavatams are disappearing, because it's obvious. Even a little bit of Sanskrit is clear. The other Puranas, they start off with something, they go to something else, they discuss gem therapy and something else, you know. But the Bhagavatam from the very beginning starts off with this point. We're going to discuss Bhagavan. And it stays with that for 18,000 verses. Focusing, 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 focusing. And it's discussing all these kinds of very elevated consciousness. The Prachetas are not ordinary people. You know, they did austerity is underwater for so long, you know. And so they know these very high states of consciousness, you know, very intoxicated people like that. And so they're giving these prayers, it's wow, very intense, you know. And this is their conclusion. Supreme Lord Narayan is present amongst devotees who are engaged in hearing and chanting the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Narayan is the ultimate goal of sannyasis, those in the renounced order of life. And Narayan is worshipped through the Sankirtan movement by those who are liberated, actual liberated sannyasis. Indeed, they recite the holy name again and again. So he's describing this is real sannyas, is Krishna Katha, like that. Yeah? And again, there's so many ways to do it, like that. Yeah? Lord Chaitanya tells Raghunath Das Goswami is asking, he never asked Lord Chaitanya questions directly. It's very interesting in terms of Guru Parampara. Can Lord Chaitanya put him under the care of Srup Damodar, which is very natural because Srup Damodar is Lalita. He's one of her manjaris. So even when he has some question, you know, in an assembly like this, then Srup Damodar would say, ah, Mahaprabhu, you know, Raghu has a question. And, you know, sitting there. And then Mahaprabhu would say, what is it? And then, you know, Srup Damodar would present the question, even though he's physically present. He's asking about the duties of sannyas life. He says, now he knows sannyas life, doesn't know what to do, like that. So Mahaprabhu would say, you know, I don't know as much as Srup Damodar, like that. You should ask him. But if you want my opinion, I'll say this, you know. So very interesting in terms of, you know, Prabhupada, devotees, senior devotees associating, like that. You know? And, you know, and so then he told him, he said, the duty of a sannyasi is to always chant the holy names of Krishna, like that. And Prabhupada said, of course, this means Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, also like that. But very substantially. When I was in Los Angeles one time, on the wall, there was a piece of paper and it said, Srila Prabhupada has requested all kirtan leaders that there should be at least 20 minutes of Maha Mantra during every aartik, like that. You know, Sometimes I'm traveling around. It's amazing. You know, so many times, it's like Hari Hari Bol and, like, you know, and so many things. Six times Maha Mantra. That's not at all unusual. It's kind of after a while, it's amazing. Like 6-7 times the whole Maha Mantra during the entire Arati Kirtan. Yeah. And so that's our main substance in the age of Kali, right? Is chanting the holy names. And it becomes difficult because you weigh, oh, I've chanted like that. I'm tired. You know? No, you've got to penetrate. You've got to go deeper. You've got to realize it's a person. You have to surrender. And then Krishna will manifest himself. First we chant the names of Lord Chaitanya, and then the Maha Mantra, and then we become spiritually strong, spiritually pure, and then we can begin to feel the manifestation of Radha and Krishna. And then Lord Chaitanya is worshipped. You know, worshipping directly as God, he doesn't like this. It covers his ears, you know. He wants to be worshipped as devotee, right? You're giving us the holy names, you're giving us Radha and Krishna, then he feels satisfied. Ah, yes, like that. And he's our teacher, right? And so even if we only have Gaurataya deities, we always worship them by worshiping Radha and Krishna in the form of transcendental sound, like that. So, any final comments, questions? I've gone over time here by 3 minutes. Of course, you started late, too. I noticed that, right? Not a one-hour class. Srila Prabhupada ki? Harinam Sankirtan ki? Akanda Sankirtan ki jaa? Akanda Sankirtan. Jaya Radhe.